Welcome to That Is Good to Know Radio Show. This program focuses on you, the listener, by providing you information, strategies, and practical educational tips from successful seasoned business professionals. Now, with today's program, here's your host, Jeff Stanislow.
Hello. Welcome to That Is Good to Know. This is Jeff Stanislow, your host, and you're listening to one of our special days that we're putting together. It's all about nonprofit organizations and the great things that they do in this community. And I'm very, very pleased to have our friends at Foundation of Caring for Florida Medical Clinic with us today, who's actually kind of been the quarterback of helping me do this whole program with all these other nonprofits that we're bringing great information to the Tampa Bay area about. Today, we have Angela Pottinger and Sherry Schwab with us from the organization. Hello, ladies, and thanks for joining me.
Hi, Jeff. How are you?
Hi, Jeff. Great to be here.
Wonderful. I am so very pleased to have you guys on the air and talking about the wonderful things the organization does. I know I'm a newer board member, but I've just been absolutely blown away about what you guys do in the community. And I think one of the interesting things that I really want to focus on and talk to you about is what you do in the community. It's almost kind of reverse of a lot of organizations out there that bring in money for, you know, great causes, you know, for their, you know, their missions and their goals and their focuses. You guys actually kind of like bring in money, you know, through the organization and the hospitals and give it away to other nonprofit organizations. So that was one of the main things that really, really interested me in the Foundation of Caring. So let's kind of dive into about the organization, when it started, you know, kind of the mission and, you know, the goals and the objectives.
Yes, Jeff. Having married a physician, although he was still a medical school student way back when I first started hanging around with the fellow, I've been around medical entities for a good 50 years now. And it was always my observation that these medical foundations that sounded like kind of volunteer efforts were always self-serving. They would buy a new piece of equipment or build a new wing or create the breast center or the cardiac care center. And it was very hard, as I found in my years of volunteer work, to get any money actually out of them and put towards their patients, their communities. So it became my idea that maybe we could create a charity associated with a medical corporation that actually gave back. And that's what it its purpose was, to give back to the community that it serves. And so in 2005, we came up with the idea that we would create the Florida Medical Clinic Foundation of Caring. And it was indeed that clinic that gave us our start, that gave us our footing, and gave us the seed money to begin.
That's fantastic. This is Jeff Stanislow, your host at That Is Good to Know. And we are experiencing a wonderful time here today with Angela Pottinger and Sherry Schwab. And Angela is the executive director of Foundation of Caring for Florida Medical Clinic. And Sherry Schwab is one of the founding members and actually got it started. She just shared some of her story with us. And as we kind of dive in a little bit further, I was, you know, just blown away just before the holidays about the organization. And you hosted your first giving back to the community, you know, event that invited the people to come and receive the grants. Angela, can you talk to us a little bit about that, that first time of doing that, and how'd that make you feel?
Sure. You know, we spend a lot of time going to different organizations and presenting checks. But, you know, we as an organization not only fund local nonprofits, but we really want the community of nonprofits to start working together. You know, a lot of them are duplicating efforts, and this was an opportunity for us to get everybody in the room. So what we wanted was not only to share all the excitement and the money that we were giving out to local nonprofits, but for them to take an opportunity to hear about people that they could potentially partner with to be able to serve the community better. So we had this idea to put on a reception, and it was a wonderful reception. And what I liked as I looked over the room is that it wasn't a singular focus. We weren't just focused on one kind of cause. And that's the beauty here at Florida Medical Clinic Foundation of Caring. We can look at the community at any given point in time and focus on the needs of that time. So if, you know, we have experiencing a lot of food insecurity in the area, then we can pivot and focus our dollars towards food insecurity. Same with homelessness, or same with children in foster care. So that's what I loved about it, is that the scope of our interest is broad, which makes it great for organizations to kind of come together and work for the betterment of our community.
That's fantastic. This is Jeff Stanislow, and you're listening to That Is Good to Know. We'd like to special thanks to our sponsors for the show and our community outreach here for the nonprofit segment, and that is Valspar Championship and Faithful Delivery Services. Faithful Delivery Services can, you know, get your package shipped same or next day for less than Big or blue or brown. Angela Pottinger and Sherry Swab are here with us today. And let's talk a little bit about how one can support your organization. The website is fmcfoundationofcaring.org. We'll put that up on our website at thatisgoodtoknow.com. So to make that easy, but if you want to learn more, you can go to fmcfoundationofcaring.org. Maybe we can talk about a couple of the events that you put on that help, make this organization go.
Sure. This is Angela. We do a couple of fundraisers throughout the year to help augment the money that we raise internally. So this year, on May 11th, we are hosting our annual gala. The theme is going to be a Venetian masquerade. And our tagline is, behind every mask, there's a story. So, part of what we do as an organization is to share the stories of impact that we have in the community. And so it's very important for us to be able to look at, individuals and, have them share their story. This year, we're fortunate enough to partner with Sunrise of Pasco, which is a domestic abuse shelter and organization. They will come and someone will share their story of how that organization has helped them. So if you're interested in that, you can go to our website, and it's all there on how you can get a ticket to come and share the event with us. We also host a poker tournament casino night in the fall. That's a great opportunity to meet, our providers, our local donors and sponsors. That's a great fun time. We have bingo and casino games, and we do have a poker tournament that's very competitive. We have that. And lastly, we do a community art sale in Zephyr Hills. So we take over the parking lot of our Zephyr Hills location, and we have vendors come out and share their wares just before the holidays. So you can get some great local crafts. We have food and all kinds of things, great for the holidays, great for stocking stuffers and holiday gifts.
Fantastic. You're listening to Angela Pottinger, who talked about all these great events that Florida Medical Clinics Foundation of Caring puts on, and the website is fmcfoundationofcaring.org. We'll put that up on our website at thatisgoodtoknow.com if you need to get to it. Please do so. So also on the line with is Sherry Schwab. And Sherry, can you talk to us about, like, when you started the organization and you said, hey, I have this idea, how can these doctors in this hospital, give back to the community? you know, how was it received? And then what's it look like today? I mean, are you still chasing them? Or are they kind of like everybody, you know, wants to give back to the community and reach out to the doctors that provide? Just like let us know what's going on, you know, when you started it and today.
Well, I have to be hugely grateful. I've been volunteering up here in Pasco County for many years and involved in very many different organizations. And I could see that FMC was trying to reach out, trying to do things. So I went to the CEO way back when FMC first started. This is somewhere around 2004, when FMC was just basically one collegial group at an old Kmart and public shopping center that they took over. And I said, you know, I can see that you're trying to give back. Have you ever thought about doing it in a more organized fashion? And Joe Della Torre, the CEO, said, absolutely. The physician board has talked about it many times. He said, do you want to do it? I said, yeah, for sure. Then I had to figure out how to do it. And so I came to realize quite quickly that you need to get your name out there by doing projects, and it usually takes money to do projects. So activity, funding, that was the dilemma. So I steeled myself, put myself before the physician board of directors, and I said, I want to get out there, but I need you to back me. And they most generously did, and that's what gave us our start. And the beauty of this is that our efforts have been attractive to so many companies and corporations and individuals that have caught the fever and realized that we can all do our bit. We can all reach out in some form or fashion. The company continues to support us. Our offices, our copy machines, our typing paper all get supplies. So we continue to get support from the company, but we also are totally and completely separate. We are not directed by the company in any way, and we can make our decisions the way we see fit.
Fantastic. Fantastic. We're listening to Sherry Schwab, the founder of Foundation of Caring for Florida Medical Clinic, and also Angela Pottinger, the executive director. Now, you guys deal a lot with grants, and I wanted to spend a little bit of time here. A lot of people think they start a nonprofit and they go out and get a grant and the money just starts flowing. I wanted to spend a little bit of time, you know, since the whole name of the show is called That Is Good to Know, about like the grant writing process and what it takes. And, you know, you guys evaluate grants, you know, to provide funding for these organizations, and maybe some key takeaways that someone who might be thinking about doing this can take with them.
Sure, Jeff. This is Angela. We do offer an annual grant cycle. And we encourage local nonprofits in Hillsborough and Pasco County to apply for funding, especially if they are looking for funding for a program or an existing project, that kind of thing. They can go to our website. It is fmcfoundationofcaring.com. And if you go to the grants tab, it has all the information about what we fund, what we don't fund, and then the application is provided for you. Our grant application process or our cycle opens March 1st. And then when it closes, I sit down with my board of directors and we go out and personally visit every single one of the grant applicants. And that is because we want to ensure that our donation is going to be stewarded wisely. And then we come back after that and we have a lively debate about what is the greatest need in the community at the time and where that funding should go. I will say that, you know, because of the support from the clinic, we are able to give away about 94% of the money that we raise.
Fantastic.
So I do have a small administrative cost, but for the most part, Florida Medical Clinic takes care of our administrative costs. so that really, truly, the money that we raise from our events and from donation does go back into the community.
Yeah, again, I thought that was like one of the most interesting things. It was almost like, blew my mind, paradigm shift from most organizations. They do great things and what have you. And, the funds kind of come in to support those, their initiatives. And you guys, actually, the funds come in so you can give them away, through your grant process. Angela, kind of diving in a little bit further on as you evaluate grants, and as they kind of like, you unfortunately have to send some away, and some of them just because of, maybe, business or organizational related issues, maybe not tracking, their P&Ls or, tracking what they're doing in the community. Talk to us a little bit about where a lot of the nonprofits don't measure up to qualify or grant and what they need to work on.
So in my experience, I find that there are a handful of nonprofits. I mean, everyone has a good heart and they want to do great things in the community. And I think that's wonderful. But there is a legitimacy to nonprofits in the state of Florida. So to make sure that you're registered with the state as a business, to make sure that you have a solicitation number, because you can't ask for funds legally in the state of Florida without that solicitation number. Then they have to show a strong record of financial responsibility. You know, at the end of the day, we are responsible for, making sure that our organization is providing funding for, a long-term organization, another nonprofit. We love grassroots organizations. Our $10,000 to a small nonprofit means a heck of a lot, and they can reach out and, serve more people with that. I also think it's important to know that we as an organization not only give funding, but me personally, because I've been in the fundraising field for a number of years, really want organizations to be strong viable in our community. So all of that is really part of that vetting process, so that our donors, whether you support us through donations or in events, can rest assured that we have already made sure that our nonprofits are strong and are doing the work that they say that they're doing.
Yes, this is Jeff Stanislow. You're listening to That Is Good to Know, and we're talking with Angela Pottinger and Sherry Swab from the organization. Their website, FMCFoundationOfCaring.org. You can go there directly, or we will put it on our website as well at thatisgoodtoknow.com. Also wanted a huge shout out for our supporters of this organization or my radio show here, and that is Valspar Championship and Faithful Deliveries. Sherry, as we kind of, just look into this organization and tell us, if you can, describe the feeling that you feel like when you give out those grants and, spend a moment of maybe, a success story of one of the organizations that you help kind of get started or fund and where it's gone today.
Oh, yeah, this is brought back great memories. Early on, we had to kind of feel our way as to what we thought this grant process was going to be like. And early on, we got these requests for, buying a table at somebody else's fundraiser or something like that, that made absolutely no sense to us, and asked to make donations into their big pot of money where we had no idea where the money was actually going to go. But let me recall, since I just made a visit to their groundbreaking, Emerald M, who you had on earlier in your program, Emerald M Equestrian Center that does equine therapy primarily for children, cancer sufferers or children with chronic diseases. We were the first grant that they ever received in their history, and we gave them a grant to do work on creating a separate counseling building at their facility that was much needed, because it was basically some paddocks, a stable, and not much else. So there was no really any good place to do a gathering of group for therapy or family therapy or whatever. So we helped with that. We were the very first grant that Lisa at Emerald M received. And we were just there the other day to celebrate their groundbreaking for a covered arena, which is much needed because that sun in the summer is much too fierce for little kids on horseback during the summer months. So they are building a covered arena, and the recent grant they received from the Foundation of Caring was to have the larger ramp installed at that covered arena that will do the complicated process of getting a handicapped child on the back of a horse. That the logistics of that just by itself is something very complicated.
Fantastic.
That was our pleasure.
Yes. That was Sherry Schwab from Foundation of Caring for Florida Medical Clinic. You know, the good things that you do, I guess you kind of, you know, we've been blessed, you know, to be a part of this and help and contribute in any way with time and treasure or both or anything that we can do. But, you know, just seeing, you know, your efforts in action must be very rewarding.
Sherry again here. It certainly is. And beyond just the monetary grants, there is so much stuff running through this office, I can't even tell you. Clothing for children, shoes for kids that need shoes, food drive materials. We have a little book sale going on in the Zephyr Hills facility that solely support our troops, that sends goods to all our military personnel overseas. There is constant activity. If somebody drops off 100 Halloween costumes, this foundation will find out the kids that need those Halloween costumes. You know, the teenage clothing pantries, you name it. There's constant activity and constant figuring out how to serve those in need in our community. It is delightful. I'm getting on. I've been associated with this near 20 years now, and people say, well, aren't you ready to take a break? No, it's too exciting. It's too exhilarating to do this work. I can never give it up.
You know, the passion is there, Sherry. That was Sherry Schwab from Foundation of Caring for the Florida Medical Clinic, and she is joined by Angela Pottinger, the executive director for the organization. We've spent the last 20 minutes or so talking about what a great organization is. And I, you know, finding things for people is also a challenge. A lot of times people have a solo mission, what have you. But, you know, like you said, 100 Halloween costumes, we're going to find a place for that. And that's fantastic. I appreciate you guys joining us today. This show, That Is Good to Know, the special edition for our nonprofits, has been brought to you by Valspar Championship and our friends at Faithful Delivery Services, Dan Austin and the crew over there, Sherry Schwab and Angela Pottinger. I truly, from the deep part of my heart, I'm so pleased to be a part of this organization and help where I can. And, you know, thank you for sharing your time and energy with me today. And hopefully our wonderful people in the Tampa Bay area get an opportunity to spend some time with this organization.
Thank you so much, Jeff, for your time and your willingness to help us spread the word about our local nonprofit.
Fantastic.
Thanks so much. We love having you aboard.
I appreciate it very much. You guys have a great day. Take care, Tampa. This is That Is Good to Know.